Hey there, you're listening to Rooted at Home with Christian Lloyd, kids pastor at Edmonds First Baptist Church, diving into real life topics that impact kids, parents, and families today, and discovering what God's word has to say about them.
Hey everybody, it's a new episode of Rooted at Home, and I told you we were going to talk about some holiday or Christmas related things, and so we're going to do that today. We're going to talk about Santa Claus. So nice, fun topic for all parents out there. I do have Erin with me, our preschool director, so she's going to lend her boundless wisdom.
I don't know about that.
I mean, you are a little older than I am, so you do have some wisdom there. So just going to talk about Santa and then just kind of some Christmas in general. And then the next podcast we'll have is we're going to talk about Christmas traditions. And so I think that'll be pretty fun too. But so as far as Santa goes, if you don't know, Santa's kind of based on St. Nicholas, who was a 4th century bishop, and he was really known for giving to the poor and kind of being a saint. And there's no magical things about him or whatnot, but Santa, it seemed over time, especially in as the centuries went on and on, Santa became this red suit, fat man who laughs jolly and has a sleigh and has this North Pole and all these little elves to follow him around and does all his bidding and things like that. Became this whole new, what he is now, I guess you could say. And really, when you talk about Santa, the first thing you think of is that Santa brings gifts. And so I think Santa Claus has been, and Christmas in general, which we'll get into a little bit, but has been commercialized. It's very, you got to buy all the things. I don't know about Erin here or even you guys, but Christmas is all about, well, got to make sure my kids have the exact same number of presents, or I got to make sure I've spent the same amount of money on this kid as I did that kid. And I don't know, it kind of drives me crazy sometimes. I don't know about you, but.
I mean, I've counted my kids' presents a couple of times to make sure they have the equal amount, so I don't know how well I feed into that.
Well, my wife has also counted out all the presents, and we found out, we thought we had more gifts for our 7-year-old, but it turned out we had more gifts for our 2-year-old. Maybe that's the opposite way. But anyways, we've done the same thing.
Well, sometimes one child is way easier to buy for than the other.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so Santa today, of course, is this magical figure who knows when you're sleeping and knows when you're awake, and he knows if you've been naughty or nice. And it's very much used, I think, during the year, especially when you get to the holidays of, hey, Santa knows what you're doing, so if you don't listen, Santa's not going to come bring presents. Or, hey, Santa knows, you better listen, so that way he can bring you exactly what you want. Kind of Santa, oftentimes, I think, not necessarily in Christian families, but sometimes in Christian families as well, kind of becomes the person to help drive obedience around mm-hmm. Christmas time. And you lose the, instead of saying, hey, God's word says we need to pay attention and we need to not do this action, it's kind of used as a, hey, Santa knows that you just did that, so now you're going to get coal in your stocking.
Right.
And the Bible just doesn't, that's not what the Bible says.
Right.
So just in general, when you look at Santa and kind of Jesus, Santa, of course, it's this mythical being, knows if you're bad or good, and you're being watched all the time, which I've always thought is kind of creepy in that song. Like, Santa knows when you're asleep and knows when you're awake, and like, he knows if you've been bad or good. Like, it's just kind of creepy, to be honest, especially because he can just drop in your house at any time. Doesn't even have a key. Like, I don't even have a fireplace. How is he going to get in my house? But apparently he can. But then you look at Jesus and the true reason for the season, and that he really is omniscient. He's all-knowing, and he's holy and perfect, and he judges as well. He's the only one that can judge. It's because he's holy and perfect. But he's not just about punishment, punishment, punishment. I mean, as right. we know through salvation, we get grace. He's full of grace. Mm-hmm. Whenever we mess up, we're forgiven. But ultimately, of course, the greatest gift that he gave was salvation, which is through Jesus, which being born on Christmas. But a lot of times he's overshadowed by a fat man in a red suit.
Yeah.
But again, you know, Santa, talk about rewards and things that you get. If you do good, you get this. If you do bad, you get coal. Of course, the true meaning of Christmas is Christ was born, and he eventually became well, died on the cross for our sins and gives us salvation by grace, and that it's not based on this works-based kind of thing. You don't have to be good just to get a gift from Santa. And so one thing that I think would that a lot of parents maybe struggle with, maybe they don't struggle with, I don't know, is the, do you even use Santa Claus? Do you tell your kids about Santa? Do you, if you're a Christian household, is it okay to essentially lie to your children that a fat man knows when you're asleep and you're awake, or he is going to bring a coal in your stocking? Is that okay, or is it not okay? I know my family, we do Santa. I originally didn't plan on doing Santa because before, when we first had our first daughter, I was very staunch on, well, that's a lie, and we're not going to do that because it's clearly a lie. Yep. But now we're doing Santa, so I don't know what that tells you, but a lot of parents do that. What about you, Erin? Did you do any Santa Claus?
Yeah, we do Santa. Even though my kids are 17 and 13, they don't believe anymore. And so we still, you know, do the stockings, and they have a big gift that comes from Santa. Used to, when they were little, they would write a letter to Santa of what they wanted, and he ate the cookies and, you know, drank the milk, and yeah. And so we did that, but they also knew the true meaning of Christmas, and that Christ was born, and we never, you know, over-exaggerated Santa. Like they always knew. We'd always talk about Christ and what he did and why he came. And but now that they're older, it is a little bit different. They don't believe, but we still fill the stockings, and I'm sure we still put out cookies and milk, because it's a tradition, you know. And so sometimes it's hard to get away from those traditions. So
no, sometimes it's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah.
The traditions either. Which we'll talk again more about traditions in the next episode. But yeah, I think kids, especially the young kids, like you said, they're older now, so they don't really believe in Santa. But the younger kids, I mean, they just latch on to it, because mm-hmm. it's a fun thing. Like, it's important to tell kids the between real and concrete, and a lot of times it's easy to kind of blur the lines sometimes, and so you get kids that believe in Santa, but then they start to ask questions of, well, if Santa's not real, then what mm-hmm. about Jesus? What about right. you know, these other truths and things? But parents do tend to reinforce whatever they teach. Kids are sponges, and so if the parents are like, no, Santa's absolutely real, and then it just kind of helps play into that. But
yeah,
I know there is a few. The way that some people do kind of approach it is they either just tell their kids, hey, we're not going to do Santa at all. Mm-hmm. We're not doing Santa. Santa doesn't exist. And you just kind of rip the Band-Aid off and do that way, which a lot of times those kids then go to their school and start telling all the other kids that right. Santa doesn't exist and ruining the magic for other people. But then I know a lot of times like kind of akin to like you said, and a lot of other families too, I think, at least Christian families seem to do this, and that's where they do Santa as a he's a fairy tale, he's not real, but it's fun that we can play and we can, you know, still do Santa without losing the full meaning of Christmas,
right?
Without, you know, messing up with the image that Jesus and what he did for us and him being born and not being able to ruin that along with Santa. So I think a lot of families, at least that I've talked to, seem mm-hmm. to do that. They just kind of treat Santa as a...
Yeah.
He is, you know, a fairy tale, kind of like the Tooth Fairy or something like that.
Right.
Not that you tell the Tooth Fairy is real, but that's a whole other topic for another...
Whole other, you know, topic.
...thing, so... but and then of course, you got those parents that Santa is completely and just... They're fully down the rabbit hole of Santa's real, and they will... It's kind of... I kind of liken, if you fully believe Santa's real and you teach your kids that, then you're probably also do the elf on the shelf mm-hmm. kind of thing, is my thought. But I've never done, Parker has asked for us to do elf on the shelf, but I just know I don't think I can have that level of commitment to move the thing constantly or to.
Right. Right. Yeah. Us either. We've never done that. I don't feel like I've known about it that long. And then I guess it's been around for a lot longer than I thought, but I would always forget. Just one more thing on my to-do list.
It's already enough when you got to wake up early to take kids to practices or to go to school or to get them ready. And then, oh, shoot, I forgot to move our elf to go do something. And
yeah,
it just seems like it'd just be too hard to keep up with.
Yeah, a little bit.
I was at Walmart the other day and I noticed they have now you can also get, instead of Elf on a Shelf, you can get Snoop on a Stoop. And it's Snoop Dogg on a house. So I thought that was kind
of
funny.
Of course. I'm not surprised.
But when you think of Santa, too, you think of all the gifts. And I think that's one thing that when you look at Santa, that was a lot of families do. And I think Santa's reasoning, I guess you can say, behind Santa becoming a thing was, of course, for fun and that giving gifts and whatnot. But everything's commercialized now in our world, where you just feel like you have to go big on gifts and you have to go big on things. And Santa Claus just brings all these gifts. And one thing I know that we do that's different than what some other families have done, I think there's a few that I've talked to, but is we do Santa Claus, but Santa brings a small gift. Santa doesn't bring the big gifts. So Santa brings something like a small toy, but the bigger gifts, like this year we've got a bicycle for Parker.
Oh, fun.
That is a big gift. And Santa is going to not bring a bicycle because, again, we like the idea of having fun with Santa and that being part of the season, because I just think it's fun and the kids like it. But we also don't want Santa to be the one that provides big things.
Yeah.
That just, for some reason, that's just always something we've done, is Santa provides a small thing and then mom and dad are the ones that get the big things. And
yeah. So,
plus, I think it helps with an unrealistic expectation. I talked to, when I got my haircut earlier this week, somehow Santa came up and as we were talking, and she talked about how she did Santa Claus and things, but they just went big with all the Santa things. It was Santa brought pretty much all the gifts, not the parents. And so whenever their kids found out that Santa was real, that kind of threw them for a loop, that they felt almost betrayed by the mom. And so she talked a lot about it. It was interesting.
I also wonder if it's like how you were raised. Like, I was raised with my parents, they did Santa brought the big gifts. And so it was just never really, and I don't know if Trent was ever raised that way. I don't know. I'd have to ask him. But I just wonder if that just kind of rolled over, you know. But I've never even thought about giving the small gifts and that being from Santa and parents did the big gifts, you know. So just, you get older, get a little bit wiser, and you're like, I wish I would have thought of that when our kids were younger, you know.
It's kind of a cool thing that you said you get older and wiser, and I'm not older or wiser than you. You're definitely older than I am, but
maybe not wiser, but things I wish I would have known when I was younger. How about that?
Okay.
I'll never live that down now.
No, absolutely. And it's forever saved on a podcast. So
it's very true.
If you are listening in, make sure to tell Erin she's old.
Thanks.
But if the topic of Santa Claus does come up, which is hey, mom, dad, is Santa real? I heard someone talking to me about it at school, which I'll say school is like the worst for that. Mm-hmm. Most kids learn that. But I will say I accidentally, from the stage in kids' church, told them that the tooth fairy wasn't real one time. But thankfully, at least no parents said anything about it. So this was a few years ago. So hopefully I can keep the track record of not spoiling something like that. But if they do bring it up, that's just your opportunity to, if they're old enough to ask the question, then I think it's important that you just talk about them. And I would encourage you, I know as families, you can do what you want to do, of course, but I would just encourage you to, if they ask that question, then that's your opportunity to not reinforce the lie of Santa. Unless, of course, if they're four and they really don't know what they're asking, I think you can get away with kind of course he's real, blah, 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 and just move on. But if they're 7, 8, 9, 10, or whatever it may be, then it's an opportunity to just talk to him about, you know, Santa isn't real. But here's, you know, give an explanation of why Santa isn't real, but then talk about, of course, the real meaning behind Christmas, and Jesus is the greatest gift, and he gave us the greatest gift through salvation, and that, you know, God, that your parents have provided the gifts for Santa, and just talk about how even though the traditions and lights and joy and all these things that we do during Christmas time is important, but that if you're going to focus on Santa or some other aspect that isn't true necessarily, that you need to make sure that they understand Jesus is the reason for the season.
Right.
Which, of course, if you're already teaching that, that just is kind of an easy segue into that.
Yeah.
If you haven't really, if you don't distinguish that with your kids, which I would highly encourage you to do so, that kind of makes the talk harder. But yeah, do you have any other thoughts on Santa Claus and anything like that?
I don't think so. Off the top of my head.
Well, if you guys have any questions or anything about Santa that you want to ask about, or if you completely disagree with whatever we said and you're like, nope, Santa is gung-ho, we love Santa and we're going to stick by it, then I mean, feel free to talk to us and let us know. I'd love to talk with you about it and get y'all's thoughts on it as well. So feel free to call or text or email us, because we'd love to hear from you. And if you ever think that, if you guys have a topic as a parent that you want to talk about, again, feel free to reach out and tell us. I've already got some lists, a few different topics from people, but if you want to hear it, just let us know. And if you even want to be a part of the podcast, anybody can join us. So if you have a subject you want to talk about, you're more than welcome to, and we'd love to have you on. But if not, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time to talk about Christmas traditions.
Thanks for listening to Rooted at Home, where faith and family take root together. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to like, share, and subscribe so you never miss a conversation that helps kids, parents, and families grow in God's Word.